time for the Monday Means Test with Greg Alexander.
Thanks to UPIN Property, dream it, find it, UPIN it. Brandy is with us as we get down to the final four. Morning, Brandy. Your reactions from the weekend and what a difference a couple of games makes. One with lots of points and the other as tight as we've seen in a long time.
Yeah, incredible weekend of footy, Matty. And down to two games. It felt strange yesterday being at home on a Sunday for the first time this year. Well, since the season kicked off back in March. It's business time, all right. And it was two different games. The first game, the Sea Eagles, was much like what we've seen a lot of games this year, where it was very lopsided. The Sea Eagles jumped out to a start, much like the Melbourne Storm against the Sea Eagles the previous week, where the game was basically over after 15 minutes. And that was the case on Friday night when Trbojevic, Foran and Cherry Evans had scored tries inside 15 minutes. So game was done. Roosters just didn't have the firepower to mount any sort of comeback. But what a game it was Saturday night. Brutal, intense. I was concerned about Penrith's chances going in, and I'm a worrier. So, I just liked what Parramatta had done the previous week. I know it was against Newcastle, but they had individuals in, they were doing things that they didn't do all season. Mitch Moses ran the ball more than I'd seen him run all season. Their front row rig and Campbell Gellard returned for that clash against Newcastle. So I was concerned, and I knew it would be a close game. I didn't expect what we got, but because it was in a season, Matty, where we've had point scoring records smashed, both individually and team records, we had a game that only had two tries scored, two tries from kicks. It was 8-6 at half time, and that was the score at full time. I can't remember a game. I know we've had a couple of low scoring games, but these games that were low scoring through the year didn't hold a candle to what happened on Saturday night. It was a game where only two tries were scored, but so much happened. There's so many storylines out of that game, whether it was controversy, whether it was just the brutal defence, whether it was try-saving tackles, whether it was the kicking game of both the halves who just launched aerial raids against the back three. They kicked their teams out of trouble. It was an incredible game.
It was an amazing game of rugby league, and it looked as though it was going to take off there with about 10 minutes to go. And then, there were more twists and turns for that final 10 minutes as well. In terms of the Manly versus Roosters game on Friday night, like we say, chalk and cheese completely, and the amount of points that were scored there was just incredible. 48 points overall on the Roosters season is done. I said just there in the opening piece that it was an almost merciful end. I mean, Roosters fans won't like the sound of that, but given the season they've had, Brandy, the Roosters should be extremely proud of what they've achieved.
Yeah, look, and you don't want to... When Luke Keary was hurt back in, I think it was round three, it was early in the season when they played South, he went down with that knee injury. When he went down, you thought, well, I don't know if the Roosters can win the comp without Luke Keary. Because of the young, inexperienced halves that they already had, they'd parted ways with Kyle Flanagan. So the halfback that was the halfback for most of the year, the previous, he was gone. Then Luke Keary went down, such a important member of that team. So right from that moment, I think most people went, well, the Roosters, no, they can be there around the mark, but I can't see them winning the comp without Luke Keary because of the young halves. Sam Walker was untried and 18, hadn't played any footy the previous year. Then they had Lachie Lamb and Drew Hutchison as maybe, players that could fill in, but... Yeah, so what they were able to do just without Luke Keary, I thought, was pretty impressive. But, if you throw in the retirements of Boyd Cordner and Jake Friend, Brett Morris, the injuries to Lindsay Collins, a raft of injuries. When I went through their lineup, Matty, coming into the Manly game, they had 10 out that would have been starters, 10 starters out of that side. So, yeah, they did a great job to get where they did. But with Manly controlling the footy, and Des always says it, it's about possession. Last week they completed 21 sets. This week, that was against the Melbourne Storm. This week they got through 31 sets. And the difference is you bring your good players into the game. Melbourne didn't allow them to get into the game because Manly made so many errors and the Storm controlled the footy. This time, Manly, the Roosters got off to the poor start. Manly played a lot of footy in the opening 15 minutes inside the Roosters' territory and were able to come up with three tries. And the game was done and dusted there.
Incredible. If you were Melbourne or if you were the Rabbitohs, who do you think's had a more comfortable weekend watching what's unfolded for their prospective opponents this weekend?
Well, I'm sure the Storm sat back and thought, wow, look at these blokes. They're bashing the hell out of each other. You know, they might be a few down by the time they get to us and finish the 80 minutes. So I'm sure the Storm, you know, that went through their minds. But then they would also be thinking, boy, these blokes are battle-hardened. Whoever gets through this, you know, and they're young bodies, so they recover pretty quickly. They would have been sore yesterday. They'll still be sore today. But, you know, by the time tomorrow runs around, these blokes are used to getting bashed. And they bash each other at training regularly. You know, I know we've spoken about this previously, Matty. What they do at training is chalk and cheese to what we used to do. I didn't make a tackle over the off season. These blokes hammer each other in opposed sessions, and they play footy weekly at training. That like full on contact sessions, so they're used to it. So even though it was, you know, it looked like it would gas them, they won't. They'll be ready to go Penrith by tomorrow. So I think South would have looked at Trbojevic tearing the Roosters apart and thought, well, you know, we need a good plan to stop him, and that plan will revolve around how well our middles play and how well we defend. Can we defend like we did against the Panthers? Because if they do, if the Bunnies can pull off another defensive performance like they did against the Panthers, Manly are in for one hell of a game.
Brandy, are getting some breaking news from Peter Bedell. Anthony Milford has been arrested by police. So this happened last night following an alleged assault. The Broncos were aware of the incident and have notified the integrity unit. So more details on that to come. Of course, Milford has signed with the Rabbitohs for the 2022 season. So we just had a text come through saying, I've just tuned in, what's happened with Milford? That is the scenario at the moment. So arrested by police last night following an alleged assault. The Broncos were aware of it. The NRL Integrity Unit is now aware of it. So we'll bring you up to speed on that as the morning progresses. We need to take a quick break after this. I'll get your grand final predictions. We need to find out what's happening with Michael Maguire, who steps in at the West Tigers if they are going to pull the trigger.